Before we start today's show, I got to tell you, go to podcastmerch.com right now and grab our brand new limited edition t-shirts and hoodies. We're doing brand new cartoon themed shirts with the Tom and Jerry shirt, the Ninja Turtle shirt, and the Beavis and Butthead shirt, both available in hoodie and t-shirt options. Grab them now for the month of April at podcastmerch.com. Okay, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Fuckers. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Last podcast, we're back, baby boys. It's Wednesday, my last day of the week. I'm excited. I like these weeks, Zach, where I'm out here on the weekend.
I don't hate them either.
Yeah, you like it. You get to sort of spread out, do your thing.
Yeah, it's nice.
I get to fucking not come in.
That's nice.
It's my favorite, not coming in, guys. I love it. I mean, I love podcasting, but I hate driving through.
Which is ironic. Most Puerto Ricans love coming in.
Yeah. Coming in, guys.
Fuck was that? Why am I not getting any? Oh, there was no volume on it. There was too much volume on it. There we go. Thanks, guys. It's all right. No, it's all right. I see Natalie.
I'm not pointing any fingers, but it was fine when I tested it.
Wow.
I thought she was going to rat out Shannon. She just called you retarded.
I love when lesbians point fingers, too, because that's like me pointing my cock.
Nat, are you pointing fingers in here?
Yeah, when a lesbian points at you, that was the equivalent of me pulling out my dick and pointing it right in your face. Yeah. Get your fucking sex device away from me, lesbian. Okay?
Listen here.
He said, I'm not pointing any fingers. Like, no pointing
you
fingers.
You got a problem.
Just looks like she's not an east side sign.
You have to go outside.
We have a great show planned today. It is the Real Ass Podcast. I am the point guard of podcasting, the king of things, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, yeah. Two guests, as always, but one of them is running late because I guess he was on a radio show, right?
Yes.
Is that what's going on, a radio show?
Yeah. Do you want me to say what it is?
You can say it. It's fine.
It's Jim and Sam.
Jim and Sam. Wow. Now, I'm not being an asshole here. Jim and Sam are great. They're fucking awesome. I love Jim and Sam.
Yeah.
But this is fucking archaic technology. Nobody's listening to the radio anymore. Why would he even do that at this point?
I don't know.
He's going to be late to our show, which is one of the fucking funniest podcast in the world, if you're counting laughs per week. The funniest podcast in the world. And he's going to disrespect me.
That's crazy.
That is very strange. What is Canon's ETA?
11:30. 14 minutes.
14 minutes from now, Mike Cannon will be here. He's half an hour late for my show. The disrespect, the insubordination. I don't know if we should take it out on Mike Cannon or on Jim and Sam. You guys let me know. You know what? Maybe all three of them. Maybe we dox them. Maybe we let them know the power of the Real Ass Podcast. I don't know. Maybe I'm holding back right now.
Are you going to confront Mike?
I'm 100% going to confront Mike. I'm going to confront fucking the CEO of SiriusXM.
Yeah.
No one's safe.
About Bastard Radio.
No one. Honestly, they should. The fact that they still have Jim and Sam on the airwaves and they turned down me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen is crazy. That needs to be pointed out daily. Every day, somebody should think about that. Every time they see any word with the letter S, X, or M in it, you should be thinking about how SiriusXM turned down me, Tim Dillon, and Nick Mullen, but currently have Andy Fiore's fucking happy hour on the airwaves.
That's a real fucking tomorrow.
Thing. That's a real fucking thing in my life.
SiriusXM. So you're in a rental car.
I love Lewis. It's like, somebody needs to think about this every day, and it's just you.
I do think about it every day. It is absolutely fucking crazy. Okay, yeah. Hold on. I'm going to the Gas Digital Network.
It really is. SiriusXM is to rental cars what Impractical Jokers is to hotel rooms.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, I don't know. It's on.
The remote.
It's always on. It's always on.
Look, we have a great show planned today. Let's do our plugs. Canada's not plugging shit now. He loses his opportunity to plug, but we do have the great Lev Furr in studio, like a fucking real ass dude showing up on time, ready to go.
That's right. When I was just sitting here alone, you said we have two great guests. I thought you were just calling me fat.
We have your tits. Lev's tits are here. No, Lev, I'm not calling you fat. You're looking slightly better. Lev posted a picture to Twitter and I believe Instagram as well. He saw a guy that kind of looked like him. Yeah. And I shit you not, Lev, when I saw this picture, please pull it up, Shannon, if you can find it. I was...
You saw it and you're like, oh, Lev's looking better.
My heart swelled. I was like, wow, Lev is back. I was so happy for you because I know how badly you don't want to be a fat guy. And by the way, this guy's still a dumpy piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, but this, does it bother you knowing that looking at him and his double chins, which I feel bad, this is some dude that we're just trashing in the world. This is some guy. Like, it's just, he's going to say, his friends are like, dude, they're just trashing you on this podcast. But does it make you feel bad that this guy would consider, that's considered a hot you at this point?
That is not considered a hot.
That's a hot you? Pull that back up, Shannon.
You know what's funny, though? When I saw that picture, my heart swelled as well for different reasons.
You know, your heart is constantly swelling, okay? And it's not your heart swelling. It's the fat surrounding your heart that's making your heart feel like it's swelling. You're actually, your heart's being compressed.
Yeah.
Okay?
It's press and come.
You're fucking... Look, we have a great show planned today. Let's do our plugs. We got a lot to talk about on today's show. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Lev, you are doing Skankfest. We've announced a few... We're announcing people here and there, okay?
Okay.
Zach D'Amico's doing Skankfest. We're a week away, okay? The Naked Rose is coming back to Skankfest. Obviously, Zach D'Amico's going to be at Skankfest. Lev Furr, you're doing Skankfest for the first time in a few years. When's the last time you were at Skankfest?
The first one here, I think, in New York.
So now it's grown to this massive thing.
Yeah.
Talking about your stomach. And it's going to be at Skankfest. I'm sorry, dude. The reason I'm hard on you is because nobody else is.
That's not true at all.
Everyone's hard on you.
I hate myself. By the way, is Cannon going to be on Skankfest?
Maybe not now. Maybe we'll see. We're not announcing him today. I'll tell you that much.
I think we got to think about it.
Lev Furr, what do you got to plug?
April 28th, Lev Furr and Friends at the Stand. It's going to be a fucking blast. That show usually sells out. Lewis likes to cancel on it. And
what's the date? I'll come to this one.
You promise?
What's the date?
28th, 10 o'clock.
No, Thursday, I'm in Chicago.
Okay. And in June, I'm going to be announcing a bunch of dates. I'll be at, I think, both comedy stores if they ever fucking sign this goddamn contract. And
sign the contract, comedy store.
Sign the fucking
Emily LaFord. We're naming names.
Okay.
Naming names, go ahead.
And I got my podcast is coming back out, the Lev Furr Show. So look out for that, and that's it.
Zach D'Amico.
If you're listening live, come see my movie Shakespeare Shitstorm this Friday, April the 8th at the Museum of Moving Image. Then it's going to be at Cinema Noir in Brooklyn for a week-long run. And this Sunday, the 10th, Catalyst Wrestling will be at the Muse in Brooklyn. Come fucking hang out with me this weekend.
We got some live stuff coming up. This weekend, I'll be with Big Jay Oakerson in Washington, D.C., Thursday through Saturday night. Very excited about those shows. First time in D.C. in a long time. Then next week, me, Rich Voss, and Robert Kelly will be at the Seneca Falls Casino in Niagara Falls, New York. Those shows are going to be fucking bonkers. Come out. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a chance this could be a bigger... We're talking about doing some bigger shit and more shows together, the three of us specifically. So come out and let's fucking show everyone that we can fucking sell some tickets for these bigger shows because it's going to be a fucking big show. April 22nd, Stress Factory Comedy Club. Myself, Zach D'Amico, and the great Ian Fidance. Bye, guys. Special guest in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Two shows, one night only. Friday, April 22nd. Then April 28th, I'll be at Zany's in Chicago. I am working on that Detroit date, I believe. So look out Detroit for that same weekend. It's not confirmed yet, but I got my guy on it. Then I'll be at Providence Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, Fort Worth, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Ontario, California, San Diego, California, many other dates all coming up. This summer starting to heat up, baby boys. Go to lewisofskanks.com to grab your tickets for all of these shows. A bunch of new material that you guys have never seen before. It's dirtier than ever. I'm going to tell you right now, I might be the dirtiest comic working in the fucking world. There's nobody else that does it like me. I don't give a shit, guys. I'm working on an N-word bit, and it's going to fucking blow people's minds. Nobody's doing N-word bits anymore, okay?
That's true.
This guy. You can only see it in the clubs.
It's only guys named Lewis that try an N-word bit.
What else? Twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake. Subscribe to Gas Digital Network, GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the complete on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. It is really, thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else. Real Ass Podcast alone, over 800 episodes that are all ad-free and uncensored. I know a lot of people hate it being censored for YouTube. We got to do it. I was shadow banned. They were trying to hold the Puerto Rican rattlesnake back. You guys weren't seeing my fucking show. As soon as we started bleeping out some F-words in the first 10 minutes of the show, then all of a sudden the numbers are back up on YouTube. Look at that. We are being fucked in the butt.
The F-word is fat. This episode has just been Lewis talking so far.
So, look, guys, make sure you go subscribe to Gas Digital. It's the best way you can support us. And check out the thing is, ding.
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 We had a great episode this week, by the way. Mike Figgs and Gigi Dior, adult entertainment star, was a great episode.
Sick.
All right.
Yeah. Also, Lewis, people are complaining a lot in the live chat.
About what? The sound?
Yes.
I don't hear it.
Also, in our Slack channel, the Gas Digital Slack channel, yeah, the younger people are having heart failure about it.
Wait, is it a sound?
The older people
don't
know.
There's a sound. All right, so there's a story.
Can I stop it?
No, keep it on.
Okay.
There's a Texas teacher.
Oh, I think I figured this out.
A Texas teacher was fired after torturing students by playing 40 minutes of a high-pitched dog whistle noise that only certain people can hear. I'm not hearing it. I heard it in there when we were in there before. So people in the racist live chat are furious about this.
Some of them are saying it's terrible. Some of them are saying they can't hear it.
Tanner is losing his shit right now.
Tanner's losing his mind. Maybe is it only an age bracket can hear this, right? Because certain age brackets hear certain sounds.
Yeah.
I can't tell if I just hear general static.
No, it's like a high pitch, like a high pitch frequency sound, like a dog whistle.
I feel like I hear the tiniest, like not.
Yeah,
enough.
It's like a mile away. Yeah.
Do you want me to bring it up to see if that
bring
if you
up.
Can hear it?
Yeah.
Now I hear it way more. So the volume was way lower.
I just had it low, so it wasn't unbearable.
Okay. Yeah, I could hear it there. All right, turn it off, Jesus. Now my ears are bleeding.
What is that for?
Well, this would a teacher did this just to torture their students in Texas, which is hilarious to me. It's one of the funniest fucking things. The kids were banging their heads against the tables,
yeah.
And they were like, I don't even know what's going on. Adults would come in, and they'd be like, I have no idea what's going on. And only the students could hear it. And he specifically did it just to torture the students. I will tell you right now.
The young trans students.
He's a real ass dude. He's got a bad attitude.
Casey in the racist live chat said only gays can hear it. That's interesting. Maybe that's true.
I couldn't hear it.
Yeah. But yeah, am I...
Even when Natalie turned it up, I barely heard it.
Really?
Really? When she turned it up, I heard it a lot. Yeah. But it was very, very faint in the background. But yeah, I mean, look, do you think this guy should be...
I think it's hilarious.
Do you think he should be fired?
No, he was teaching a lesson about sound waves and whatever. He's talking with his kids. Who cares?
There's an age test, right, Shannon? Where,
yes.
Like, can you pull that up? Where you can only, you're supposed to be able to hear it at certain ages.
Do you want me to show it to you so you can see as it goes?
Or sure.
Hide it. Okay.
No, I don't think we should hide it. Right.
Yep. Okay. Here you go. Oh, Let's hold on. Okay. I think I'm just deaf.
I'm hearing nothing.
Oh.
Now, 26.
I got it around 23, 24.
Zach, are you kidding? Are you kidding,
oh,
Zach?
Got it. I got it.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? You're 52-year-old years. Yeah. Are you kidding me, dude?
It took me 40, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it took me to 48, yeah.
That is absolutely crazy.
When I played in my band, I used to stand in front of the
monitors.
Do it
one more time. That's fucking bonkers.
How low is your headphone volume?
Shannon, do it one more time.
Really?
Shannon, turn it. Do it one more time without us seeing it. And then I want you to. When we say stop, that means when you could hear it. And then stop it on the age.
Okay.
And then bring it. Let us know the age.
All right. Starting now.
All right. Go. Let's see. Stop.
31.
Ooh, hi, Lev. Maybe it's just fat boy age. We're fat boys.
It's just a weight test.
Yeah, you know, it's good. Wait, you're just going to start playing it again?
Right, yep.
Go.
Now.
That's brutal, dude.
Oh, sorry. That's when I heard it. 49.
Now.
52.
Zach, that's crazy, dude. Get your I was more worried about. I've never been. I've watched Zach. Fucking eat two meals while in between doing lines of blow and ecstasy and mixing drugs. I've never been more worried about Zach than I am right now. After hearing your ears are this fucked up. What is going on with your ears?
I don't know. I used to stand in front of the speakers when I played music, and I would go deaf every night.
This is fucking crazy.
It might
dude.
Be kind of genetic too, though. Like maybe some people just don't pick that up.
I'm so mad right now. People are like, "This is terrible." It's just hurting.
I know. I love how you're trashing Jim and Sam and Sirius. And we're just listening to squeals here.
People are crashing their cars. All right. So, yeah. Look, I thought that was an interesting story. You know, I mean, that's not torture.
She played it for 40 minutes.
It was a she or a he?
She.
Ooh, is she hot?
It doesn't, they haven't revealed
every story
is.
Moving forward, Shannon, no matter what, we have to look at it through the lens of, is she hot?
Okay.
Okay? Please.
Also, this is clearly torture. Your whole chat is fucking going off right now.
Oh, I'm sorry that they're acting like kindergartners. Grow up, chat. All right?
I wonder who I work with so many days a week that my body's natural defense is to slowly go deaf.
Nice. You're not going to soundboard him on that one? He wouldn't fucking hear it anyways.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we must take a moment and thank Manscaped.com for supporting today's show. Manscaped has literally the best products for below-the-belt grooming. Have you started spring cleaning yet? Well, guess what? Maybe it's time to clean your dirty dick up because you probably got a lot of hair growing down there. Hair is not good. Women do not like a big hairy dick or hairy balls. And guess what? I'm very lazy. I don't want to spend 20 minutes having to use a Bic and getting all in the crevices and the ins and outs of my dick and balls. Manscaped has the best ball trimmer on the planet.
It is phenomenal. They have the Lawnmower 4.0. It's waterproof. It's got an LED on it. So if you're a big, fat Magoo like me, you can literally just hop in the shower. You don't even have to look because you can't see anyway.
The Lawnmower 4.0, it's the best one they've ever had. It's super quiet, and it's nearly impossible to nick yourself, okay? I trim myself, like I said, 2 minutes. I'm in the shower. I do it in and out. All the hair goes down the drain. Couldn't be any easier. Go check out their amazing line of products right now. Go to manscaped.com, and when you check out, use the promo code REALASS to save 20% off your entire order, plus free shipping. Once again, that's manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS for 20% off and grab yourself a Lawnmower 4.0. Okay, where were we? So, look, we have... oh, yeah, and also, I should say, Skankfest tickets are going on sale April 12th. April 12th, 12 noon Eastern. Don't wait. Don't sleep. Part of me only wants to make it all access passes and not individual day passes.
Why?
Because, I mean, no offense to the people that come for a day, but don't dip one toe into the Skankfest water. Come or don't come.
It's such a to-do. If there's enough people that want to go.
If there's enough people that want to do the entire fucking weekend.
Why split it up?
Like, what? Why give the opportunity? I mean, I should say there's, I'm sure there's only a handful of people that are going to, that can only go for a day or two, right? But I say just fucking do it. I don't know. One ticket. That sounds better. Isn't that sexier? Yeah. One ticket. Shannon, what do we say? By the way, that will be me losing money. I make more money if we do individual day passes because it's more money per individual day pass. But I just feel like just one ticket.
You should sell like day tickets, but they have to prove that they have a kid that they have custody of. Mm. Like send in a photo.
That's very easy to fake, Liv.
I do feel like though, like the hot chicks usually come for one day and it's usually the Sunday. So you may lose out on the hot chicks.
Why do you think the hot chicks only come for a day?
I don't know. It just,
you notice that because you check people
noticed.
In.
Yeah.
Shen, I promise you we're going to have a better checking in process this year.
That's for Lindsay, though. Like, for me, I'm fine with the
artist. By the way, Shannon notices because she's sitting at that front booth going, still the prettiest. Still the prettiest. Uh-oh. Well,
I have a feeling there's going to be more hot chicks at Skankfest this year than we've ever had. I really do. First of all, that was the case in Houston. Every year it's more and more hot chicks, right? You see some smoking hot chicks. We're having more people at Skankfest this year. It's at a cooler place than ever before. This is going to be the one. If you're going to convince your hot girlfriend to go do something that she may not do, like Skankfest.
Anal.
Convincing her to come to Skankfest. Which, by the way, Skankfest is the anal of the comedy festival.
You want to bang a fan's girlfriend? It's like, why do you care if the girlfriends come?
I will. No, but maybe they'll bring some hot chicks. Maybe hot chicks will bring hot chicks.
Yeah.
That's what we should do a contest where we just give out passes to hot chicks.
You have to apply.
Yeah, like because we need more hot chicks at Skankfest, right?
Yeah.
Don't they do that at like fucking like bars and places, like give models passes?
Yeah,
right?
Yes, they do.
There's like apps that models use.
Really?
That they like it'll be like come work out for free at Equinox, but you have to post two stories about it. They do like all kinds of businesses do
that. That's what we should do. We should do a Skankette contest where we pick like but these bitches got to only bring hot chicks. This, we need more hot chicks. We pick like the top five hottest skank bitches. And they, but they get two passes. They have to bring another hot chick. Is any of this legal? I have no idea how
you're
any
building
of this
a hot chick pyramid scheme just for sex. You're not even offering
she
them.
She brings
I
two
think
hot
this
chicks.
Is how Epstein Island started.
Yeah, look, I
like it.
Great, I think it's a great idea. Lev, you are doing Skankfest for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
You have a girlfriend. You got to break up with her.
I'm working on it.
You got to get rid of her. Get rid of her now. I'm telling you, you do not want to have a girlfriend going to Skankfest. I've done both. I've had girlfriends at Skankfest, and I've not had girlfriends at Skankfest. And I will tell you right now, it is way easier to cheat if you don't have a girlfriend. If you have a girlfriend, it's a lot of fucking running around. Like it's like an 80s sitcom. You're running from one room to the other. She's there. You're there. It's fucking psychotic.
Just managing somebody else's fucking happiness is the worst. Psychotic. But if I told her, like, if I do bring you, then you got to just, we're going to do Molly and hire
an
escort.
You're not bringing your girlfriend. That's crazy.
I might.
And if you don't hire an escort in Vegas.
Why?
You will get ripped off. I got ripped off. Me and my ex tried to hire an escort in Vegas.
Yeah.
And this bitch showed up and we paid her. She was like, oh yeah, it's Zelle, $500. We're like, all right, sweet. You know, let's do it. And she already wasn't even that hot. She was kind of like a dumpy looking black chick. Now we've already paid, so we have to do it, right? She wasn't even that hot. And then she goes, she was like, yeah, all right, so now what do you want to do? I'm like, yeah, you know, we want to fuck. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, that's going to cost this. We're like, we just paid you. She was like, no, that was to get me to come here.
Where'd you find her, though?
Eros.
She's
legit.
Huge fan.
She was legit. So then I was like, no. So I'll get my money back. She's like, no.
Did she look like the photos?
No. And then she said, give me my money back. And she said, no. So then I was like, well, I'm not going to let you leave. She goes, well, that means you're kidnapping me. And then I was like, you can leave right now.
She goes, no. And you just hold up your blue belt.
I couldn't do anything. I was like, I can't kidnap this woman. She's right. Yeah. I can't. So then it became a thing where I was like, I'm going to call the cop. I was like, well, I'm going to call the cops. She was like, yeah, have fun, nigga. She did too. Didn't call the cops, obviously.
But I feel like you got to go pick an escort up at like a fucking casino or something. Like
no,
no.
You're not picking up some fucking, you know.
No, then they have all the leverage.
Well, you got to negotiate it there. Like, I would think that's the move. You know what I mean? Like, there's got to be escorts all over. I've never been to Vegas, but I assume you don't have to go to the internet on that one.
Dude, when you pull your dick out, do you call it the leverage?
No. We're cooking slow today.
We are.
We're definitely cooking slow.
It's all right. It's all right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's pretty leverage.
So don't do that. I say you get rid of your chick. You dump her. Also, you got to get hot again, Lev.
Yeah, I'm working on it,
too. Just get hot. You're not.
I am.
I see you exercising your Peloton all the time, okay?
You still can't say that word.
Peloton.
No.
Peloton.
There you go.
I see you exercising your Peloton all the time, okay?
I'm doing jiu-jitsu now.
Are you doing jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, yeah.
When did you start doing jiu-jitsu?
Like a month ago.
Oh, Lev, please, let's go roll.
I'm going today at 6.
Levy.
How funny to me if this just repeats itself. I'm like, Levy. I would fuck you up.
You'll say that too. I bet you.
No, he's a humble Lev.
Lev's been humbled.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu changed me.
Yeah, it is. So you've been training for like a month. How do you love it?
I fucking love it.
That's great, right?
Yeah, it's the best. I'm trying to get my girl into it, actually.
Stop incorporating your girl into all the things that you could do away from her. Do you understand? These are
Shannon, can you clip that and play it back to Lewis every time?
Trust me on this, dude. I've made the mistakes for Lev. This is what I'm telling him, okay? Create a separate life.
We make different mistakes, Lewis. We make similar eating mistakes. We make different girlfriend mistakes.
That is your problem right now. It's not the exercise. I see you exercising a lot. And I have a feeling that your diet is absolute horseshit, Lev. And you and I...
It's getting better. Calorie counting.
We should go become hot guys again for Skankfest in October.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's be fucking hot guys.
Let's do a thing.
And just fucking get wild.
Let's start a challenge.
A hot guy challenge?
Yeah.
Can I get hotter than Lev? I think Lev's already... Is Lev hotter than me, Shannon? Hotter. I don't... Because Lev is a prettier face...
Lewis, you're Hispanic,
so
dude.
Different.
I'm in a little bit better shape. Not much, but a little bit better shape. But Lev's got a prettier face.
You think you're only a little bit in better shape? You're in way better shape than me.
You think I'm in way better shape than Lev?
Yeah.
Am I in way better shape than Lev, Shannon?
I think so.
Oh, hell yeah. See, I have body dysmorphia.
See, Lewis is the kind of girl you want to fuck because he has body dysmorphia.
I do.
We can really nag him into some into a bad situation.
We have the opposite thing. You think you're fatter than you are, and I think I look way better than I do.
Okay, wow. Yeah. So I'm in better shape than you, but I'm also, like, I have, like, a fucking alpha, like... Just a thing about me where, like, you, like, you, not you,
you
probably
argue with people in front of gyms.
You probably have an alpha thing too when you're not dealing with other real alpha ass dudes. So when you're dealing with somebody like me, you bow down and you fucking put your hand out.
What are you talking about?
I let you go play in the monkey park. Okay, but when with other
this
dudes,
is what Lewis calls a black park.
Easy, Christ, man. What the fuck is wrong with
your
you,
words, dude?
Easy.
That's what's up, nigga.
So you can't attribute racist jokes to me.
Just, monkey park. You spared no expense.
That's really funny. Here's what Lewis told me.
Every time my son's at the park and he plays on the monkey bars, I have to stop myself from making a jail joke. Every single time.
What's the joke?
Monkey bars. What, jail? He's like, I want to go to the monkey bars. I was like, no, what, jail? Come on, James, you get it right? He's like, what the fuck?
I'm the dirtiest comedian in America, James.
Monkey bars, you know what I mean?
Maybe you didn't hear this about me. I happen to be the dirtiest comedian.
Monkey bars, you know, where they serve a lot of, like, Ciroc and Hypnotic.
I would love you just like, James, you don't get it. Just no one's doing what I'm doing. I'm the dirtiest dog.
They call me the last outlaw.
And no son of mine is going on those monkey bars.
I was gonna wait till Cannon got here to
he's parking his car. He's minutes away.
Fuck him.
Lewis thinks a monkey bar is where he met that escort.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
We lost a member of the
How many bananas to have sex with me and my girlfriend? I have these stones I heard you use as currency.
She's like, you're kidnapping me. He's like, you're not human.
Kidnapping, I mean.
Just racist Lou is the new bit. We just build Lewis as a racist.
I mean, I'm not calling it kidnapping. Maybe transporting a dangerous and wild animal. I mean,
she comes in, he's like, you're clean, right? You don't have Ebola.
It's just Lewis's ex and her walking down the road like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
We lost a member of the comedy community. Sarah Doms. Is that how you say her last name? Dams Doms? Dams Doms.
Well, those are the shows cooking slow. He's like, let's bring up a death.
Yeah, dude, I want to fucking, you know, it's sad. You want to fucking, you know, is she, and we're this is the first time we're going to do our brand new segment. Is she hot? And the answer is not that hot, okay? She was definitely okay. No, she was actually kind of hot, to be honest. This is not a great photo of her, Shannon. Why? This is what Shannon is. Shannon's a bitch. Shannon's a fucking bitch, dude.
Natalie just
Shannon's
said that was a good
a
picture.
Fucking bitch.
Shannon
because Sarah's a cute
hot
chick, and Shannon's trying to sabotage Sarah. In her final fucking moment on the Real Ass Podcast, we're trying to do Is She Hot? And she's obviously pretty cute. You pull up a weird photo of her.
Natalie said that was a good picture.
Natalie's a lesbian.
Yeah, exactly.
they like fucking weird shit. That's a cuter photo.
I think the other photo is better.
No, you're crazy.
I think the other one's better.
No, I think this is way
better. Look, for comedy fan, that's a hot lady.
After a comedy show, fucking after a comedy show, that's like an eight.
Yeah.
Like you're on the road.
That's what me and Zach did after our last show.
She's a, and I mean this. It now, like, just based off like New York or LA, you know, we're not even gonna go there. But based off of
Jersey,
based off of a Midwestern dude, she's a genuine Michigan 8.3.
Yeah,
and that's that. So she did die though, which is very sad.
Yeah, that sucks.
Sarah was a writer on the Interrobang. And was a huge, huge, huge comedy fan. Huge comedy fan. They want to know, Poppycock in the Race to Love Chat wants to know, did she have them titties, though? She had a cute get a body shot. Can we see how righteous her body was? Because her body was righteous. She was kind of thick. She had a nice butt, I remembered. Yeah, and we all, by the way, this is not me being a pig. This is what men do to every woman, no matter what the circumstances are. You could be on trial, and the judge, you're sitting there like...
Oh, yeah, she got them titties.
Yeah, she got them titties. That's great. Yeah, she's righteous there. See, this is why Shannon's a bitch, because she could have shown this photo where she looks fucking toy.
I picked the first
she
picture.
She looks toy as fuck in this photo, Shannon.
She's great.
And you pick some clown photo of her where she looks like an asshole.
No, she'll, you're being mean.
No, I'm not being mean. You're being mean.
That was a nice picture.
Pulled the fucking...
Yeah, Shannon just picks the most recent picture of her and puts X's that. Over her eyes. Fucking mean bitch.
Am I crazy or is Shannon looking hotter these days?
You're crazy.
I think you are crazy. You're, thank you.
I think you're
gonna get this glass check.
Your brain's getting fat now. It's compressing against your skull.
It's like, Shannon.
Here's a good one.
Yeah, toit.
Yeah.
Fucking toit. Sarah Dean.
Well, well, well.
Cannon, we're paying tribute to Sarah Doms, which you fucking missed because you were on the Jim and Sam morning bonanza.
Bonanza,
yeah. That's Tony Danza is the third co-host on that show. You guys don't know that? He's called a bonanza. So we have this new thing. Anytime we talk about a woman on the show, sure. It's got to be done through the lens of, is she hot?
Okay.
And Sarah Doms, we all know she died. Toit, hell yes.
Yeah, that's hot.
Wood.
Yeah, that's hot.
Now,
yeah.
Shannon, send me that photo. I'm going to masturbate to it today to...
pay tribute.
Pay...
yeah. That's what she would have wanted.
Homage.
Now, here's my... do you have nudes of a girl that's died?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You do, right? And
oh, yeah.
I go through a moral thing every time I'm
my
looking
mother.
Through the nudes album.
Mama... do I have nudes of a girl that's died?
I finally jerked off to a nude of somebody that I know that died, and it's been about 6 months.
Nice.
I think that's when it's appropriate.
She's cooled off. Yeah. She's fine. I have nude memories of the dead, but no, that was before my time when people were like,
I don't remember
willy nilly.
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember. Have I fucked anyone that is dead? Is currently dead.
Career wise,
not at the
yeah.
time. Career wise, you've been the death of some women.
Have I fucked a dead woman?
Yeah, reword that.
Have I fucked
a now dead woman?
A deceased woman.
Have I fucked a woman who has since died between
there you
that
go.
Point and now?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Really?
Never.
And nudes, yes. Yes, there was this one chick who was also a Legion of Skanks fan who we didn't have as big of a following, so we didn't really have to pay tribute to her as much. I think we just fucking... you know, really, we just really...
you covered it up.
It's also good that she's like your OG, like one of the original fans.
Oh, my
like,
God.
We barely had a fan base,
doggies,
so she meant nothing.
The racist live chat yeah. are now doing deep fakes of Sarah Dom's nude.
Pull him up, Shannon.
Pull
Bricks.
Him up.
Bricks rules.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty fast.
Those are
so
really
fast.
Those are really quick.
Yeah.
You could tell they're not real, though, whenever like the under no. yeah. is blurred. A
I
little
bet
bit.
You, I
the,
bet you
she was found in the water tank on top of that hotel.
Like in an elevator, this photo.
She was pretty toy. Sarah was always
She's
super
cute.
Cool,
so
super
cool.
cute. Big fan of comedy. Would write articles on the Interrobang about all of us when we had albums. She would mm-hmm. always come out and celebrate them. She was always at Skankfest. You know, it sucks when you have. Look, here's the thing. When you're a fucking bearded white guy, you know, and you're a fan of Legion of Skanks, obviously you should be. That's we're for you. But when you got some fucking chick who's just some like sweet chick who like, you know,
gets it.
Yeah, who gets it.
Yeah.
Who legitimately gets it. You know what I'm saying? You almost feel like you have somebody on the fucking inside to be like, no, like I promise you, we're not just pieces of shit.
Yeah.
There's chicks who fucking get it that are out yeah. there that not only get it that are fans, because we have lots of chicks that are fans, obviously, right? But who take the initiative to go out there and try to spread the fucking word and write positive things about us, talk about an incredible experience, something like Skankfest.
That's what
was.
She went to the mat for you guys a couple times.
She did.
Like she spoke out a lot.
I
and
know.
In tweets and articles and stuff like that where she definitely didn't have to.
No, she didn't have to. And she was like literally a fucking genuinely good person. When I found out she died, I was genuinely sad. I'm not the type of person to go and post pictures of myself with famous comedians when they die. I think
I
it's
that.
Fucking cringy. You love
doing
yeah,
I love
that.
Doing that. It's like I take a picture with all of my friends just
hoping
be like, this will be
die.
Good one day.
I'll get it here.
It'll be a 3-week profile picture.
You see that a lot. And it's very, very cringy, but I did post a picture with her because it's a little different. I mean, these fans celebrate us in such a massive way. That, you know, I just, number one, I wanted to let the other fans that have encountered her you know that it happened and you know.
But then it's a slippery slope. Then you got to start fucking posting these deadzos that just have a heart attack out of nowhere at 50.
I will look. I'll post if you're writing articles on the Interrobang about me in a positive light and you die. And I have a photo with you. I'll probably post a photo of me. Okay, if that's the standard. I'll live with that. You know what, dude? I wrote a check that I'm gonna have to cash one day.
Dude. When you die, the amount of pictures of you with the cast of Swamp People that are just going to be flooding social media is going to be bonkers. It's going to be pretty fun.
They're going to think a Limp Bizkit member died.
So yeah, it is very, very sad. And she was super cool, dude. She was fucking awesome. And people, I guess, are speculating. Did they put out how she died? I always feel weird about talking like more details than that.
I don't know.
But I always feel like it's,
somebody told me. But
it wasn't a crazy thing. She had like a heart thing as a baby.
Yeah.
And I guess she just like collapsed, like very suddenly, like collapsed. It wasn't anything. She wasn't like a party chick. She wasn't. It wasn't people. You know, people like you know, was it crazy? Because people are like, she died suddenly. They start speculating the absolute worst. No, it was like literally a fucking just a you know a fucking.
It was probably just part of the COVID hoax.
Yeah,
it's nonsense. It was a vaccine that took her out. Yeah. It weakened her aorta
and
boosted her heart into failure.
Lev, when you hear about people dying of heart things, is that like does your heart like ironically start like puttering faster?
No, it doesn't even register to me. What are you implying?
I feel like Lev's heart is like a coal engine. Like there's just a fucking.
What the hell are you implying?
You are shoveling fucking coal into it.
It's like the Titanic trying to go into reverse, just to port side the fucking glacier.
I don't even get it, guys.
With an old man putting on a tuxedo and what's that right now?
A lady
I will die in my finest wares.
Are you guys calling me fat? Why?
What?
Lev, and also
if you put your head to Lev's chest, you hear "Near My God to Thee."
I haven't seen Canon in like 3 years, and when you see somebody and you know they haven't seen you fat yet,
oh, it's brutal.
It's like you're coming out.
Yeah.
Well, like, do you ever see this? Because I see this. Like when if I gain weight, I'll see somebody like eye me up and down real quick, and I'm like, I see your fucking eyes, you cocksucker.
That's why you got to just get good at maintaining eye contact while peripherally scanning their bodies. Yeah. That's the best.
I'm reading this listening to the Laws of Human Nature right now, and it's all about like reading people's like body language and not listening to the words they say. And I've just started doing this for the past few days, and I have some dark friends. some fucking
why? What's
doggy, the friends in my life.
Yeah,
they have. Well, because it's a really great book, but one of the big themes of it is like people use their words. People use their words to hide how they truly feel. Like it's not you're never really saying how you really feel. It's just sort of like to present a mask or whatever it is for you, right? So the body language, though, you can't really fake it. If you have to train yourself. You have like to be a sociopath. I am currently training myself to fake the body language.
But nobody knows how. That's like something. So for better or for worse, and I don't know, I'm more correct than I'm not, but I've been doing that my whole life naturally, is like reading people's body languages and how they present stuff as opposed to what they're saying.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like a curse where you know what they're thinking.
Yeah.
Because they're telling you something and you're like, I'm watching you.
And your instinct is right. If you think, like, this happens a lot, right? You'll get something in comedy, right? And a comedy friend will congratulate you, but you see it on their face that they're not happy.
Yes.
You see it on their face. Don't ignore that. That person is toxic and doesn't want the best for you. And everyone can relate to that. That's at work with your job. That's a family member. You get something. You're going on a vacation and you see them. They fake a smile and they go, oh, that's awesome. But you can tell they're kind of bummed out and you get this feeling like, are they bummed out? And you go, no, they just told me they're happy for me. Yeah. And you ignore it. You ignore your instinct, which is just screaming in your fucking face right now. Those types of people, get the fuck out of your
life. Well, and then you try to do psychological justification where you're like, oh no, they're probably more sad about where they're currently at.
Yep.
And it has nothing to do with me. And it's like, it actually has everything to do with both.
Yep.
They hate your success because it reminds them of their non or whatever, where they're currently at and their frustrations. And they begrudge you for doing well because of how that currently makes
you
them feel.
You said non, and Lev thought you were talking about the Indian bread.
Yeah, did you bring naan?
Garlic?
did you bring leavened bread?
Mike's like, I don't ignore bodily impulses. And Lev's is saying mayonnaise. He's like, I can really read people well.
Dude, Lev got funny. I'm telling you, dude. He got fat and funny. Yeah. So I don't want him to get hot again because I don't know if the funny is going to leave his body. Yeah.
He's like, Lewis is thinking about manipulating Zach. Falafel.
Also, I'd like to know you did say leavened bread, which is just funny. It's
I know. Bread is leavened. I know. But leavened bread.
Are there plans to get back?
I'm working on getting bigger right now.
Bigger?
I want to go all the way.
You're going full Homer Simpson?
I want to hit 400 and then dial it back down to 2.
He wants a bunch of loose skin.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants fucking just like bags of loose skin.
That sounds awful. Truly awful.
He wants
awful.
To be able to just jump off of a building and fucking fly like a fucking flying squirrel.
I saw some guy on TikTok that apparently wanted to be congratulated for this nightmare, but he was like 500 pounds. He's like, look at the transformation. And then it's him just like sewn into 8 different parts and straightened out and tightened. And it's like, hey, congrats.
I follow a guy. I had to unfollow a guy. This guy... won't say his name because, you know, God bless him. Like, he lost like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Like a wild amount of weight.
I know what you're talking about.
This guy, man, there's a bunch of people like this, so yeah. I'm sure. But this guy specifically, like, it's been his weight loss journey for years.
Ralphie May?
No, he died, actually.
Oh, that's why he lost weight?
Yeah, he's losing weight.
So, Ralphie May is still fat as a corpse. I mean, just won't rot.
Those grubs ate for years.
Doggy. So this guy, like, it's just his journey, and he just constantly shows the after photos, but it's a constant after photo, right? Like, there's always another level of, like, he lost all the weight, and he has all this loose skin. Now he's getting the loose skin cut off his body. Now it's a healing process for the loose skin and all the scars that are healing. Now we got surgery to get skin grafts to make it look, and it's just... it's never been good.
Yeah.
There's not one photo that I've wanted to look at one time. I'm like, dude, it's all awful.
It's too much.
God bless you. By the way, dude, like, God bless you. I don't know anybody who's inspired by that, though.
I mean, other people that are massively obese, I guess.
I've been very fat. I'm not inspired by that. I'm inspired by people going from being fat to jacked.
Yeah.
But not the weird, like, fucking, like, perverse, like, let me look at this guy's, like... disgusting,
medical procedures,
like,
and
fucking
shit.
Like, it's, and I'm just
your loose skin and weirdly big head.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Aesthetically, it's just like really like, I don't, it's kind of uncomfortable.
But isn't that a promotional tool at this point? Like, some people, when they have a new project coming out, they just have a brand new trauma that they've been suffering for the last 20 years. It's like that type of thing just keeps the ball rolling. It's like, oh, so I beat the weight loss thing. Nobody's going to stick around and see me thin. Now I have to do this other thing to also get to a point that I want to get to. So it's all just perpetual motion to keep the algo going.
And good, I mean, good for them. It's not, maybe there are people that are inspired by it. Maybe I'm wrong about it. I'm just saying, like, I'm not.
When I see a photo like that, I do think, okay, fuck, it is possible. But, you know, it gives me that, but then I'm like, yuck, afterwards.
Yeah.
You know?
And almost like, I don't, like, I actually, Big J's talked about this. And Zach, maybe you could fucking jump in here because you are fat.
Yes, you can walk in.
Sit here, you know, let's get real. You probably have an opinion on this.
Very slowly jump. Everyone brace yourselves.
You were like lawmakers talking about reproductive rights, just X-ing out the woman. Yeah.
Zach, you can jump in here. Can we secure everything in the room first? Can we nail everything down? No, Zach, but is there any part of you that sees, like, the loose skin and the scarring and all that shit? Because Jay said this. Big J actually said this.
I see it and I go, I've gone too far.
Well, do you at all go, I would rather just be fat than that? Because that's what Jay, and I understand that. No. I would understand, like... like, because
you're
like,
talking about Big J, who plays basketball 7 days a week to lose weight.
But all right, like, you're comfortable and you're fat. Like, you pro wrestle, you do the naked roast. It's a different thing. Like, you're, you know, you have fun with your fat. Like, you're not like embarrassed of your body like that. So I almost feel like it's not health. It's healthier to lose the fat, right? But I don't think it's questionable if it looks better, right? If
it almost never does.
What's your opinion on this?
It makes me glad I started getting tattoos.
Yeah.
Because at a certain point, I feel like I can get enough tattoos where it's like, look at that big tattooed guy, as opposed to look at that fatty Magoo monster.
But does losing weight Does it deter you at all?
I'm too big for where I'm happy. So, like, I would like to lose about, like, 50, 60.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like being a big... just who I am.
You could do a thing... Like, people, not just you, but people... Like, your frame is that of almost like a football player. Like, you look like an offensive lineman where you could...
Football.
You could... you're like, hey, Arnold's head. Yeah. But no, you could...
You look like a football field.
Also, I don't think the tattoos help. Because then if you cut the weight, people are like, what's that? Why are that guy's tattoos all fucked up and long?
Guy, as a big fat person.
Yeah.
It's important to cover. I understand what you're saying. It's like the guy from fucking from Jackass, which you should have been in.
This guy got the tattoos all over. I mean, that's maybe
I rewatched it last night, and that was my consensus as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's insane that they should have. How have they not kept their eyes on Skankfest to fucking get new talent? But either way, it's like you could get to a point where you're not thin. So getting sickly thin like that, even to my weight from that, it just doesn't make sense. It would look bad. But if you're like almost football player explosive looking, where you still maintain your big frame, but you're just in better shape and stronger. That looks right.
There's the guy from Boy Meets World.
Yeah, he's
what's
huge.
What's his name?
He's huge.
Ethan Suplee, right? So he was really, really fat, mm-hmm. and now he's jacked. He doesn't really take his like shirt off like that.
No,
like,
I'm
he
sure
just
it's
like
a mess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
No,
it's
the American History X guy.
Yeah, he does the thing that when girls like leave porn for a while and then they come back and all their scenes, they like keep their tank top on, like the spaghetti straps down, or they have a skirt on.
That's crazy.
By the way, he's an extreme case, but he looks unquestionably better, right?
Right.
I mean, that's also like a Photoshop, though. They're going to clean a lot of that.
I don't know how much that's Photoshopped, to be honest with you. I don't know how much that's cleaned up.
But they almost always, and granted, he is older, but always when people lose a ton of weight, they always look old. Like, they look like even.
It ages you.
Yeah, when Connor sucks weight or anything like that, you're like, Jesus Christ.
But look, for him, I think that's. But here's the thing, most people that are losing an extreme amount of weight like that aren't getting fucking jacked, right? Yeah. So they're just sort of losing the weight, and then they have maybe a frame that's not super strong that's sort of supporting all of this like extra loose skin. I don't know exactly what happened with Ethan Suplee, but even with his shirt off, he should be fucking extremely proud, right? Like, I used to be 340 pounds, so I still have fucking love handles. I still have fucking, stretch marks. I still have a little bit of loose skin.
What do you know, like 310?
I'm like 235 right now. I'm pretty big right now.
Are you really?
I'm a big boy right now.
That was like me at my thinnest. It was like 230-ish.
Wow. Yeah. No, you were. How big are you, though? You're like
6'3"? 6'2"-ish.
No shit. Because that's still like, that's a substantial amount of weight. You didn't seem like you were carrying it.
Yeah.
You, but... Yeah, I mean it's an interesting thing. Like I don't know how much it inspires fat people. I think a lot of fat people.
What inspires you? What makes you want to lose weight?
Before I lost weight, I had already given in to being fat. Like I only started working out when I was 26 years old, so I had already given in to being fat, and I had learned how to be charming and funny. I had learned how to fuck hot chicks already. It wasn't really ever an issue. I'd always dated hot chicks, even in high school when I was sort of a fucking fat goth kid. I wasn't cool, right? But I still would always date the pretty cute chicks.
Yeah.
And then I never really knew, like, it was like an uphill battle. Being in shape was never even something that I had imagined could happen. It was just, I was just fat. That's what I was. It was my genetics.
North Rockland is like a school of good-looking women who don't know their worth.
Right. Yes, like, that's also true.
That is 100% what that is.
A regional solution.
He's like,
all these chicks with no access to the internet want to fuck me.
Before I had ever been in shape, like, just being a fat guy, seeing all that loose skin, in these extreme cases, I think I would have said, I'm fine. I'd rather just be fat. I'm getting cute chicks. That's fucking weird. And I don't know that women are more attracted to that. I think more than anything else, women are attracted to a confident fat guy. There's a weird thing.
It's different.
When you lose weight, when you're dieting, when you're at the gym, when you're drinking a Diet Coke, when you're ordering a salad instead of a burger, and you can tell you really want that burger, it sends a message of, I'm not confident. I don't like myself. I'm trying to change myself, right? Yeah. And that the whole fitness journey is a faggy, gay, beta thing, right? That's what it is. And we all deal with it. That's what it is, though. It's not hot. It's not a hot thing to
it's
watch
also
a guy.
How it works, though. Everybody, it works for everyone. Like, there are just redundancies all over social media of people doing literally the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And it continues to move the needle.
Captions over stand-up clips. I'm glad someone brought it up. It's got to end.
We should. Honestly, I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to put the clip out.
Hire a girl that can spell.
No, I'll tell you this. When I was like hot it is a completely different life. Like, when if I was at a bar or I was walking down the street, like, I would notice chicks always looking at me, like, all the time. Like, it felt like women would walk up to me. They would, like, say things. That's completely gone now.
Yeah.
But if I do start talking to a chick, I still feel like, okay, I'm confident I could do this. Because, like, I had the same thing. I was fat as fuck as, like, all the way up until, like, 22. So, like, you already developed those skills by then.
Yeah.
But no, I nobody looks at me now until somebody's like sees me on stage or something. There's no.
They look at you. You know, the same way. Okay. Like Lev, because you like you have a hotness inside. I see it. Right. But you, women have to look at Lev the same way the little black kid looked at Robin Williams in Hook.
It's you.
He has to hold his face back.
Can I get a drink of coffee as well?
Is there a fucking hot guy inside of this fucking marshmallow?
Dude, one time, like the hottest chick I've ever been with, she'd never been with like a dude
a
with
robust
fat.
Gal.
Yeah, she fucking she was sitting on my like she was on the phone and she was like kind of straddling me and she started kneading my stomach fat. Like, because she had never seen a dude's
she
stomach.
She was making
fat.
Biscuits?
She was literally making biscuits. And she had this, like, puzzled look on her face. Like, she didn't know it was possible to have that.
I've had girls.
Should have killed her.
I've had girls.
I felt so awful, dude.
This happened a few times. Oh, right here. This is how you find Lev's hot.
But also,
there
that's
you
what
are,
women
Lev.
Love. Like, they love a project. They love somebody who has it underneath several layers yeah, of yeah. disgusting, but they would love to tear, like, they'd love to break you down yeah. and build you back up.
You're saying the hot women are minors.
Yeah. I mean, I think women in general are. Women that want to find
I'm
a suitable mate.
I'm generally attracted to minors as well.
They also, yes. They also like... They like rebuilding somebody that they probably don't think has confidence. So you may come off like, ah, he probably was never hot. So maybe we'll turn him hot and then he'll be the guy I
Lev
want.
Lev is not confident. What Lev does well, very, as we're talking about, sort of using.
He's Soviet confident.
No, I'm confident.
He's cool and
no.
cold.
No. You're not confident in your looks. You're confident in other things about yourself. But you are really good at projecting confidence. You're really good at wearing the confident mask.
Is that what my body language is telling you, Lewis?
Yes.
You read a fucking half an audiobook, and now you're just reading everybody in here.
Yeah,
you really you're not qualified to make these calls.
He's listening to everyone in here.
For the first time, Lewis is listening.
Dude, fucking therapist dude, Lewis, that's
listen,
what you're becoming?
Listen in the room, Lewis. Listen in the room.
It's like I'm looking at my friends yeah. in the eyes for the first time, and there's some real weird secrets.
Officer, do you have these traffic signs in audio versions?
By the way, I've been giving you guys perfect body language this whole time.
Yeah, you have.
No arms crossed. Yeah. Mike Cannon walks in. Guess what I did?
Welcome me warmly.
Open to Mike.
Open body.
Make
open
sure he feels welcome. Good. Grab a titty if you want. I want you to have a good time.
I would never use you for comedy.
That was really fucking rude. I was just talking about how I was nice to you.
Okay, really quickly, we must thank our incredible sponsor, which is YoDelta.com. YoDelta, from the makers of YoKratom. If you're over the age of 21 years old and you like to get high, you can do it legally because YoDelta ships Delta-8 THC to most states legally, discreetly, and for a fraction of the cost of regular weed.
Yeah, guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you. These absolutely work. So if you live in one of the majority of states where it's legal, you got to go to YoDelta.com and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It can be legally shipped to various states. And most importantly, it gets you high. I got to tell you, these products work. And they should be taken responsibly.
Yeah. Right now, go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS to save 25% off your whole order. Ships right to your house. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Okay, where were we? So let's see here. Oh, you know what? There was an attacker who slashed a man with a box cutter on a subway. This is happening out there in the world.
Will Smith is at it again.
I was almost attacked on Monday with a man with a box cutter. I was attacked.
No, you weren't.
By the way, what a crazy world we live in. I have video of the guy, and I'm just not a bitch who's going to go and try to publicly shame this guy, even though I should.
Yeah.
He's dangerous. He's going to hurt some people with a box cutter. I probably have an obligation to society to show the world to avoid this man at all costs.
Lewis is like, at least put an alert.
But I'm so against the fagginess of posting videos to shame people publicly that I will not do it. I might save a life by doing this, and I refuse.
You mean you're not a Rappaport guy who screams BLM and then fucking films some guy robbing a Dwayne Reed every 2 minutes?
Nope. Won't do it.
No.
So
Lewis is like, I got a box cutter too. It's called my dick.
This guy came at me with a box cutter on Monday. Okay. And I tried to kick it out of his hand. I had no fear of him. Swear to God.
Was he wearing a Skanks shirt?
No. He was holding a box. I actually interrupted him from his very important box cutting job.
He's doing a TikTok on the platform.
Yeah, so what's the story here, Shannon?
So I can show you, this is the guy who was the victim as they're taking him out.
That could have been me.
Yeah, they really got him.
Wow.
So apparently they had a fight over a seat on the train. They had some words, and this guy just took a box cutter out, slashed him, and then he ran. He went into a different subway, jumped the turnstile. Let me show you. They have a picture of his face. This is him.
What if it's the same guy?
They just haven't found him yet.
It was 50 Cent. 50. Fitty! He lost some weight since Lewis the Super Bowl.
I saw this guy in a monkey bar 3 days ago in Jersey.
Damn, doggy. So that's the thing. On a subway, that's a bad place to get into a fight.
Yeah, why are you arguing with anybody?
Subway's a terrible place to get into a fight. There's nowhere to move. You got to be really good in the pocket.
Yeah, dude.
Doggy, you got to be really
comfortable against the ropes.
Yeah, on the inside, doggy. It's so tight.
Can you imagine eating your ass beat on a train and the cop that comes is like, you're not so good in the pocket, are you?
You got to fucking work on your telephone booth.
Dude, I've never been more scared. Like a group of 16-year-old kids, like seven of them, wouldn't let me off the train one night. Like,
really?
This is years ago. I don't take the subway anymore. I'm too much of a pussy.
Yeah.
But I was trying to get off the train, and they just weren't moving at all. Like, I'm trying to get around, and they were looking at me, and I just shoved one of them off the train and, like, got the fuck out, and I shimmied through. And then they're like, fuck you, and I invited them out onto the thing, because I was like, I'm not walking back in. I'm not going into Thunderdome.
I would have done neither. I think there's another option, and it's like, sorry, guys.
No, I was also drinking. Wait, why'd you drunk?
You invited them out?
I was drunk, and they were 16, and I'm an idiot. Like, sometimes I believe the psychosis in my head, and that's why I don't drink.
I've never ran from a fight once in my entire life. And there's been times but there's been times where it's been multiple people. Like, I happen to be lucky. I'm not tough. It's not like I beat all these people's asses and I'm a fucking ninja. I'm not Chuck Norris out here. I happen to just not catch the right person who wanted to put me in the hospital, but I've never really backed down like that. I've been a dumb kid many a times where it's two dudes and I'll just start talking shit to these two fucking dudes.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a problem. That's not true.
It's Dave and Jay.
In recent days, since I've been an adult, now I've been able to recognize situations. I don't let it escalate as much, but I also get caught. Like on Monday, I also get caught all the time where something happens and I go, well, I'm here. I'm fighting a guy with a box cutter.
Yeah. How did you even get into a fucking situation like that?
I told the whole story on Monday, so go listen to Monday's show. But he was talking shit. I was driving.
I'm not going to do that.
You know, you just got the recap. That was it. He was talking shit.
Lewis just walks into
I was driving. He talked shit as I was driving by. Then I happened to park in his where he was walking. So I parked like a block up, and I was like, "Oh, talk shit now," because I was getting out of the car. And then,
why would you? You have a son. Why would you do that?
I'm crazy and I'm stupid. Yeah. And I just see red.
Because I'm loco, Vato.
Lewis just walks up to a stranger. He's like, "I don't like what your body language is telling me right now."
Yeah, well,
my brain does a fucked up thing where it just eliminates consequence sometimes. Like I it just doesn't even dawn on me what could possibly happen because the rage and whatever is there is so palpable that I can't reason with myself.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And I think this is not Liquid Sunshine in the Race to Life chat said Lewis is humble bragging. What a fag. This is not any man feels the same way. This is not like, if you're not a pussy, this is the way most dudes are. Like, most dudes are idiots and go to bars and get into dumb fucking altercations and don't think about the consequences.
I worry about later.
If you're not thinking the same, this exact same way, you're probably mature and an adult. You're probably over 30, or you're a pussy.
Dude, okay. If I had a kid, I would, like, there would be no scenario where I'd be like, all right, let's fight.
You've already been programmed, doggy. You understand, like, for years, and you are who you are, yeah. Right? So you can only, you're going to change a little bit, but to completely reprogram your human nature.
No, I mean, like, if you're a dad,
is that directly from page 19?
It's the laws of human nature, is the book.
No, I mean, the risk is too high, though, like, as like a dad. If you fucking get killed, like, your son might have a podcast network in 30 years.
No, that is the conscious reality. You're correct.
Yeah, but
the problem is,
red, you're in the moment, you don't think about.
And this isn't, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly not glorifying my inability to have human connection to consequence.
It's
like
stupid.
It's super stupid, especially at this point in my life. I have so much to lose, like my family, kid, whatever, my life. It's like that just doesn't dawn on me sometimes because I'm just like, I have this weird respect thing where if somebody disrespects me, it like triggers back to all my
that
shit
just
in my childhood.
We are from that time. In the suburbs, where it was like we were like whatever the influence was from being like between 35 and 45 years old and being raised in the suburbs, that time respect is big for some.
Well, and also being called a pussy while being beaten by my parents and and friends and all older kids in my neighborhood. So it's like having to be called, especially I played basketball, so I was playing with all inner city kids, so I would constantly be labeled upstate or pussy or country kid, whatever the fuck, and that stuff would routinely infuriate me because I'm like, first of all, my dad's 6'2", 260, and he's laying into me with fists all the time. It's like all my buddies are fucking big and huge, and we fight all the fucking time. Like, I'm tough as shit, but that level of disrespect, for whatever reason, it just always, like, got me completely out
of
my own body.
It just triggers you. So now somebody disrespects you, you got to prove it. That's what it is. You got to prove it. You go back to being a little kid where there's kids in your neighborhood that are beating you up, but your mom's hitting you, and you're like, no, I'm not a pussy. I'm going to prove that I'm not a pussy because I couldn't fight back then.
Yep.
You know, and it's some weird, faggy fucking therapy. I need to fucking face my demons type shit, right? Yeah. I'm not saying it's right, but it is what it is. If you come up to me at a comedy show and you try to fight me, for no reason, I might just start trying to fight you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't even know this guy. Like, if some guy goes, dude, let's fight. I'm like, all right, dude, we're fighting. Like, why? What is it? It's a crazy thing that I think a lot of dudes have to deal with. Maybe not younger dudes as much, but definitely guys from my generation 100% feel that way. I don't. You could probably connect with this. Lev, you're younger, so maybe you're not connecting with it as much.
No, I get it.
No, like, you're a pussy, dude. So have you ever been just like walking down the street?
No.
Very often, like, or you're driving or whatever it is, but you make eye contact with another dude, and then it becomes this pissing contest of eye contact where you don't want to look away, and you're like, now you're looking, and then it just turns into like, I'm going to fight this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking fight him.
Well, that's dominance. You're trying to establish dominance with your eyes.
But for who and for what? It makes no sense. I did the same thing on McDougal.
You should be friends.
Yeah.
You just gaze in each other's eyes. Just be like, hey,
dude. By the way, that's so odd. When I do that, when that happens to me, I go, hey, how you doing? I just do it. Naturally.
You're correct.
Because I saw another person and we made eye contact. I go, hello.
One time that happened on the subway with a dude and we were both just
by the way, it doesn't go great.
No.
No, I pointed it out one time. Another Puerto Rican guy, we started doing this eye contact thing. We both started like staring at each other and became like a pissing contest. And I said, what are we doing? I said to him, I was like, I don't know, dude. I don't even know why I looked at your eyes. I was like, we don't have a beef, do we? He was like, nah, this is stupid. You're right, dude. I was like, what is good? We walked away.
Wow.
It was a crazy moment of Puerto Rican clarity in the world.
That has never happened in the history of
Puerto Rico. That's probably what started COVID. It was like a chain reaction. Like, that's not how the world was
just
supposed to be.
The nexus to the universe opened up.
And on that day, the Bacardi bat got its wings.
I've done the same thing where, like, I pulled onto 3rd Street. And somebody, this is like, you know, all those little street restaurants are in there, and people just fucking walk out, like, out of nowhere, just, you know, without crosswalks, anything like that. I almost hit this guy and his girlfriend, and I just stopped, and I was like, whoa, whoa, like, you're right, like, not even like, whoa, whoa, fuck you, like, whoa, whoa, are you okay? Like, wanting to make sure it
He's like, whoa, whoa, we're fine.
And
then, like, whoa, whoa, carry on.
Whoa, whoa,
says,
all
whoa,
right.
Whoa, before everything.
It was Billy Joel.
The guy was like, he's with his girl, so he's like, what the fuck, like, trying to say stuff, and I just, like, rolled down my window and and the first thing out of my mouth was, I will beat you to death in front of your girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
Like, just, but it's such an escalation where it truly doesn't need to happen. If that guy had a gun, if he had anything, I'm fucking.
The black guy?
No, but he was a crust punk white with several face tattoos, so he could have had a dagger or something.
Honestly,
on his throat.
I have no fear of the homeless either. Anytime I see a homeless person, I'm like, they're malnourished. There's no way they really know their
they're
shit.
They're jacked.
Some
of the homeless have like incredible bodies. There should be some sort of homeless calendar. But there's a couple guys where they've figured out how to build hilarious. Lean muscle.
Doggy, let's sell a homeless calendar. But if they're not even good-looking people, it's just shitbags.
October is just a guy with three teeth. Dude, let's sell it with a candle in the back of his mouth.
All I do is box jumps.
Mr. January is a dead body.
On a frozen grate.
All right, let's talk about this. Farrah Abraham. You guys might know her as Teen Mom. Also did porn. Remember she was trying to scam everyone?
Yeah, her asshole. I'll never forget. While she was getting vaginally fucked, her asshole was like kind of making pursed lip faces.
Like, oh, I need it.
Yeah, and then would loosen and then would come back together. It was like a real off-putting
not like gaping at all.
No. Oh, I love it.
You love it. I was actually going to say, I've never met a guy who likes gaping.
Dylan's mouth's gaping right now.
No, he hates it.
Dylan's gaping right now.
I do not like a gaping asshole, and I do like just the girl gets her asshole fucked, and then they hold it open, and you look into the red cavernous
like one of the Looney Tunes holes that they throw up on a wall and dive into.
I should have made a left at Albuquerque.
You don't like that in porn?
No, I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. And it's made me not like certain chicks in porn because I can't unsee it. Once they gape, they can't go back. I can't do it, dude.
Yeah.
So
once they gape, I no longer want to.
It's like ear gauges, though. You know, after you stretch it to a certain point, it's always going to look a bit floppity.
No, I do not like it. I like anal sex. I've actually recently, I've gone back into the porn hole now that I'm single again. I've had some lonely days. I was not even into porn anymore. It was just because my girlfriend was always there and willing to fuck me.
Yeah.
I don't consider how much that actually factors into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool. I've been watching some porn, and I've recently gotten into some anal, which is always great. I've never really been into anal porn, but I've gotten on a little bit of a journey, but I cannot get into gaping at all. Why do you like
it? I think you'll get there, dude. I think it's porn is progressive.
You just gotta push yourself.
Your brain is going to get bored of just the anal, and then you're going to need to see something.
But here's what turned me off forever was the hold open, spit down the well.
Yeah,
at the bottom, so many people do that.
Then the
and
girl
it
from
is...
the ring comes out,
yeah, just rolls out of her asshole.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm dealing with children nightmare. Here. This is amateur like leagues, baby boys.
I don't know.
What about a guy pissing into an asshole?
Yeah,
can I say the problem?
Dislike it enough
from the pure conceptual standpoint. It's a loose asshole. If I'm fucking the ass, I want it to be tight. That's why you're fucking the ass. Well, you're doing it to also humiliate her.
Friends.
Yes. Humiliate her and give her father a headache.
The amount of sexual experiences that I didn't enjoy in real time because I was thinking I can't wait to tell my friends makes those experiences pretty gay.
Yeah.
Like I'm just thinking of dudes the Constantly. Whole time.
Yeah, my mind wanders into some crazy shit sometimes. Some crazy territory.
Like, but this is what's weird about you is like you'll watch a video of a girl getting AIDS in a porno and then you don't like a gaping asshole.
Yeah, you can't understand that.
It's like
you can't wrap your mind around.
Is that like stepsister porn though?
The
where it's
danger?
Not real?
No, it's real. There's a few famous scenes where the girl's actually getting AIDS in the scene where it's like we know that this girl's AIDS and they pinpoint it down to this gangbang scene and you're like, oh, I'm dark and dirty, dude. I am fucked up and I'm just fucking beat. And you come to it and you're like, oh, I just got fucking fantasy AIDS. That's crazy. I just suck fantasy AIDS into my body through my dick.
Yeah.
And then you feel kind of dirty and you're like, oh, I don't have AIDS though. But you're in the whole fantasy is you're giving yourself AIDS from this whore. It's nuts. It's a wild ride, my friend. I say go try. I'll send it to you.
It's also amazing that you watch this and then you're open about it, obviously. You talk about it, you have a show, people like to hear about it. But there are so many people that watch that and then go to the office the next day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like dark motherfuckers that put on a tie, pretend nothing happened, and then just walk through and talk to accounting like it's normal.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that? That's,
I noticed
that's
a gaping hole in our budgets, Sarah. There's a pretty big...
He's just that dude all day.
I'd really like to choke it out of this.
No, I mean, what are we doing? I mean...
Oh, geez, we're getting killed out there. What, are you pissing in my asshole? yeah, no, I cannot. Maybe I'll get into it one day, but...
you will. I promise a month from now, your tune will change on the
double
game.
Double pen.
That happens sometimes, but then you get back.
I've been whacking the dongaroo to the double pen recently.
The double pen sucks, dude.
Double
two in one hole or in different holes?
Ew.
Yeah, I don't like the hot dog just package.
Two fucking guys rubbing the bottoms of their dicks together. Backs.
But they're doing that at a DP too. What? Like the DP sucks. Who's that for?
It looks like a whale swimming with its child. It's just too much.
The DP
contact.
Is for the girl. I went out with a porn star one time, and I asked her. We were having like I was trying to have like a real conversation with this fucking girl. This is a girl that told me that she couldn't. She watched Legion of Skanks, and she was like, "Yeah, you're." The type of comedy you do gives me pause. I was like, oh, okay, bitch.
Pause? What the fuck is that?
Pause. Be like, that's homophobic.
Yeah, Zach, make a joke about her being an animal.
What?
Yeah.
No, she had a leather collar and he's drinking a bowl of water.
No, like, you know, she was like, it's too much. So
at least she recognized it as comedy.
Yeah, it is.
That's cool.
That's more than most.
That's pretty sweet.
So, fucking, hold on. What was I just talking about that for?
The porn star who...
Yeah. Wait, why would I bring it up again?
Double DP, pen.
You were trying
double pen. And I asked her, what was the, I was like, just trying to like make a real conversation. I was like, what's the coolest thing that you've like gotten to experience like from, you know, being in the industry? Thinking she's going to be like, oh, I visited Milan or, you know, I got to fucking, you know, buy my own house. She was like, oh, the first time I got double penetrated, it was like, I mean, I never, and I was like, well,
how are you going to take that chick telling you, like, yeah, what you do on camera is a little too much for me?
It was crazy.
You would have been the perfect couple because you both yelled the N-word for a living.
Yeah. You should have been like, sorry, we're not 12 dudes about to fuck you.
You couldn't do a double pen.
No. I think I could live in one.
Like
a pen.
I went back to back with a guy. We weren't in the same room though, and we didn't do it at the same time. Like I've never even threesomed, let alone double pen.
Really?
Like back to back, like a two-person train.
Oh, were you first? I thought you meant literally back to back.
I was first because of him, not because of her. Okay. He's a filth bucket. But yeah, we just went back to back.
You ran a train on a girl. Well, it's not.
I mean,
I guess
it's a two-person.
Three people have to be a train.
I would assume so. It was just more of a tag team than anything else.
Yeah,
one of those hand carts.
Yeah, we were just pumping down the track.
You can't count, ladies, sing this song.
You never had a threesome?
I mean, no, I got a threesome with no sex. So I got blown by two girls behind Cone Zone in Rockland County, which was pretty cool. I worked with both of them at a camp for retarded kids.
That's what Cone Zone is?
No, that's just how I knew them.
Oh, they're like
they
a dog who's got surgery.
On the retarded kids, they put cones on.
So they can't bite their stitches.
Yeah. Welcome to Cone Zone.
They're like reverse KKK members.
Their cones are filling with drool, so they just drowned them.
Yeah. I mean, I've done every sort of thingamajigger you could do.
Sure, except gape. Have you gaped?
No, I've never gaped. My dick's not big enough to gape a girl.
You've been gaping? You've
actually
open?
Fucked her on the ass and held her asshole, her gaped asshole open?
Well, if you fuck a girl on the ass and then, like, if it's for long enough and then you pull out for a few seconds,
oh,
it
you're
just
nasty.
Snap back.
Oh, you're nasty, Les.
How is that me? This is she's the whore.
I think it's both.
How does that make me nasty?
Well, because she can't see anything. Like, and having anal sex does not constitute whoredom. That just means she's an open and cool girl. But the fact that you're staring into that abyss where shit and caca goes, then, yeah, I'm not.
I mean, I don't have a fucking monocle on. I'm just like
it's not
there.
A jewel thing.
Yeah, you just snatch a glance. I actually made fun of my girlfriend for it recently.
Why, you blew over it and it was like an empty root beer bottle?
It's tumbleweeds and shit.
You play your girlfriend's asshole in a bluegrass band.
Shannon, I'm sure we've asked you if you've had anal sex before. I don't remember what the answer was.
I have not.
You never. What about you, Natalie? Oh, Natalie. What, oh, these lesbians are weird, dude.
Not in my ass. No.
You fucked a girl in the ass.
Yeah.
You fucked a guy in the ass.
Oh.
Natalie, would you fuck me in the ass for the bit?
Are you willing to do that? Sure. That sounds hilarious.
If you do it on the show, if you put a strap on the show and you'll do it specifically on camera, then yes, I'll let
Can I be clothed? That sounds hilarious. Yeah, I'll do that.
No, you got to be naked.
Damn,
yeah,
too bad.
You sure did not ask that.
Nah, what too about, bad. Guess we can't.
What about like a 1930s swimsuit? So almost like boxer briefs to the it's like a wrestling singlet. And then you have a cock coming through the middle.
What about one of those boardwalk t-shirts that looks like, like a girl in a bikini?
I mean, this is an idea, though, dude. Especially behind your paywall.
I'm not gonna really let Natalie gate me. But I did think once I'm canceled, I will start my own OnlyFans.
You're not cancelable, though.
It's coming.
Okay.
I'll start my own OnlyFans, and I will just bang females in the Gas Digital
universe,
right? So it's not even about me. It'll be dudes that are all my subscribers.
Like girls endgame.
Aren't. Yeah, dude, girls aren't going to subscribe to my OnlyFans. The dudes that are Gas Digital subscribers, yeah. They would love. You know how much they pay for a video of me getting blown by Shannon? Do you have any idea?
$9 million.
A lot of money. I bet you, Shannon. What if we did a joint OnlyFans, Shannon? What if we just say, fuck this whole business, fuck this whole game, you and I go do a joint OnlyFans and we just crush it?
You're thinking about 2020 shit, though. What you guys got to do is actually turn that into an NFT. Is Shannon blowing you into a non-fungible token? And then that
grows. She's going to get some fungi in her mouth.
It's
fungi. It's fungible. Don't you worry about that.
But right, I mean, then that continues to grow in value as your career escalates. And then that's once true. You cancel, it'll spike.
Wow. I like it. I like all these ideas. These are great ideas.
I went to the Schultz School of Marketing. So.
So Farrah Abraham, regardless.
Calculator watch.
Farrah Abraham is out of treatment and plans to do stand-up comedy next.
Good.
Awesome. Love it.
So that's it. Farrah Abraham, should we get her at Skankfest?
No. Yes.
She said she has some comedy festivals coming up that she's going to be attending.
Oh, my God. You got her. That'll be like Tila Tequila at the Juggalos. Just throw shit and Coke bottles at her.
She's going to see Skankfest and think she's headlining.
Doggy, let's get Farrah Abraham at Skankfest. I would love that.
That would be sick. And it's in Vegas, so she doesn't have to hoof it to Houston. That would be,
probably
be perfect.
Yeah, that is true. Let's see.
Is she the only teen mom that's done porn? She is, right? That's shocking. I think MTV is probably even shocked by that.
Is there any celebrity porn? The Fappening ruined celebrity porn. It was all too much at once.
I disagree.
It was all too much at once. Well, I'm just
that
saying.
That one picture of Jennifer Lawrence with the guy just popping it open from
real.
Behind. Well, it is in my head. Like, it matches all the other colors. It looks like her enough.
Yeah, I've said this many times, but I didn't even get the Jennifer Lawrence. The Fappening was the best thing for her career because I didn't care about her at all. I didn't even think she was hot, to be honest with you. She was like, okay. And then I saw her naked and I was like, damn, doggy.
She didn't do a movie for like years after that, though, I think.
Fucking toy. Yeah.
Well, I think for older female celebrities, it really took away their end of career card that they were going to play, where it's like, all right, I tried to get by on talent. That, now I'm going to show some tits.
That old straight to DVD. The last act of a desperate woman.
This girl I used to sex all the time just started doing porn.
Cool.
And I stumbled upon her from just browsing porn. She was a suggested video.
Wow.
I know. So they really do know what you like.
Yeah.
But I was like, what the fuck? And a friend of mine banged her and I sent it to him immediately. It was the most depressing 4 hours watching her shit. It was brutal. It's like, it's not even fun. It's just like, wow, you fucking ruined your life.
Yeah.
It's insane.
The last story for the day. Pepsi creates Cracker Jill as a way to promote female sports. Cracker Jill. Cracker. So we had Cracker Jack, now we got Cracker Jill.
Did Cracker Jill used to be Jack and now winning swimming tournaments?
They just changed the prize. used to be a whistle in here.
Cracker Jack used to be ranked 561st and now it's ranked number one in popcorn.
Like, it's weird. It still tastes just like Cracker Jack, though.
I mean, look, at this point...
its bone density is still Cracker Jack.
At this point, all of these companies, correct? Like, they're not doing this for any other reason except for the fact that they know it creates sort of like a social volley.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
and they know that, like, there's guys like me that are going, you can have Cracker Jack. Guess Cracker Jack. What happened to America? What happened to America? And I just don't take the bait anymore. I don't want to be a fucking mark for Pepsi because they want that. They don't. It's not like they're not doing it so people go like, yay, Pepsi, this is great. They're doing it so other people go, this is ridiculous. There doesn't need to be every fucking Crackerjack. And they want to create that online moment, that Twitter back and forth, that hashtag. You have Fox News bringing it up and making fun of it, and then you have all these other people. Because nobody gives a fuck.
That's why they put a fat bitch on like a Calvin Klein ad. It's for that. It's to make you go, what the fuck?
If you're a fat woman, nobody really wants to use you. Yeah. Just so you know, we're not into it. Nobody's into it.
You already know who is.
Yeah.
You already know who is. You're not breaking new ground.
It's crazy that when I grew up, when I was my son's age, if you were a BBW model, the only work available to you were hilarious birthday cards. That was it. There was no fucking... There was no campaign.
That's a premise,
Write that down. Write it down for a joke. There was no campaign with a fucking Dove soap company. There was no being a fucking angel, Victoria's Secret angel. Your whole job as a BBW model was to be in a card, and you open it up, and some guy's like, look at this fat bitch. Happy birthday.
Look at this fat bitch thinking she people.
It's crazy, dude.
Hope your 40th is a ton of fun.
That was it. That was the entire fucking job of a BBW model. And then something happened along the way. I mean, I'm walking through Macy's and I see a giant fat fucking dummy.
And I'm like, a mirror.
It's fucking crazy.
I broke Shannon on that one.
It is growth on your part to not be the mark, because that's also why comedy bloggers, their content reaches anybody.
Yep.
Because we're the most sensitive pussies on earth that circulate their shit as if anybody outside of our community cares even a little bit.
I mean
as evidenced by the Grammys. It like, what, it took 2 or 3 years, most of which we were inside for, to like this guy to get back into Louis, just to get back to where he was. He'll be back on Netflix, he'll be back on FX. I agree. I'm just saying it's funny that like just nobody cares.
And then people will use that as, you know, quote unquote cancel culture not existing, but it's like
cancel culture is the attempt. Cancel culture isn't the result. It's like, yeah, cancel culture, the attempt to make sure that this guy does not work for the rest of his life was there.
Yeah,
as evidence by it's still, the campaign.
It's still
there.
They're still trying, you know. Right. So,
The Canadian comedian who put out the most people were chanting "fuck the Me Too" movement when he came back, and I cried and had to excuse myself from the green room. And it's like that sound. I mean, as a chant specialist, fuck the Me Too movement.
Fuck the Me Too movement. Fuck the Me Too. I could create a chant.
But it's probably just fuck Me Too.
I know, but fuck she said in
too.
Quotes, fuck the Me
fuck
Too movement.
Me
that's
too.
What
they're
they were
like,
saying.
They're saying to fuck her. She's giving us permission.
But also, fuck me too then sounds like you're saying something else. So it just, I don't know, whatever. It's just also one of those things of like, my 6-year-old came up to me and said, Mom, slavery, why? And we cried for 3 hours together.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
like
cringiest.
These insane people just putting made up shit out there just in hopes of affirmation.
What I love about the cancel culture people is they're very like, they're all like, mental health is so important. So let's completely publicly shame someone for years to the your mom is gonna hear about this and call you like that. That's why when people are like, it had no effect on Aziz, I'm like, I'm sure it fucked him up mentally permanently.
Yeah
I'm sure it did to a certain degree.
What a shocking story. Indian man has no respect for woman.
A geek didn't know how to fuck. Weird.
But I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, I think at this point, also once you get to a certain degree of fame, you do become somewhat desensitized. So, like, nobody's trying to cancel Amy Schumer, but the amount of people that call her a fat whale, just regularly, like every day if she goes online, it's half like dudes trolling her, being like, "You're a fucking tub of mayonnaise, you piece of shit. I hate you."
She's good at that volley, though.
And
she's really good. Like, even coming out with the hair pulling thing, which I was making fun of before. It's like each new project has a new ailment, and it's like she knows saying something like that. If it's true, untrue, it doesn't really matter.
Oh, is that what her? Because I read something peripherally that she has some disease.
Something about picking hair. I've seen people deal with. And it could get like, especially actually when I worked
on My Strange Addiction. That was an episode of that where like the girl would like pick
pull
her
out
hair.
Eyelashes, eyebrows. Yeah. I do it with nose hair, but that's more to like feel something.
That's just to look good, baby.
Yeah, that's just so I could do blow. But
to pick the blow out of my nose hair.
She knows that like there's going to be obviously a modicum of support, people out there that are, you know, up for every trauma, they're totally behind you no matter what, and then there's people that are going to be like, each new thing she's got a new ailment, and it's just going to go back. So it has these life cycles of support, then the backlash to the backlash.
Well,
and
that's it just a, goes that's right now.
Is women. That's women thing, right? Need an ailment.
Young people, though, it's actually, here's why she's smart, because she's playing to this younger generation of people that now they wear their ailments and their imperfections
as merit badges.
As a merit badge.
These TikTok slobs, they all have like whatever's wrong with them in the body.
Like, it's a regular fucking thing. If you have diabetes or alopecia or whatever it is, it's like you're like you're part of this club. And instead of being embarrassed of these things as they should be, they wear it, and we're pretending that this is like, you know.
Yeah. And if alopecia is not a thing to be joked about, then I suppose every female across every dating app will remove no short guys, no bald guys from their bio or profile.
Crazy.
Right?
It's all psychotic.
Yeah. You're certainly George Costanza was ruthlessly mocked for fucking 9 seasons about being bald, and that's perfectly fine because he's a white cis male.
Look at you. You're a fucking mark. Here you go. You took the bait, dude. He's just going.
This is also why I'm called a lib cuck retard and an alt right maniac. Yes. It's like I fall nowhere.
Mark for everything.
I'm just mad. I'm just ready to fight.
Cannon's just ready to bite the bait. Jesus, Cannon.
I really am a fucking idiot.
And let's get down to the base. Cracker Jill doesn't sound as good.
No.
Yeah.
Cracker I'm not Jack. Eating a hungry woman dinner.
That's sad.
Right? A hungry woman dinner. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's brutal.
All right, look, let's wrap this show. It's been a lot of fun. You guys are the best. Please support Mike Cannon and Lev Fur.
Oh, can I plug my crowd work special taping?
You were late. I'm
420,
sorry.
New York Comedy Club. I'll be on edibles doing crowd work. It's the laziest production of all time. Two things I would have been doing anyway, but it's going to be super fun. And this is in addition to the hour special that I filmed in February that will be out in May.
That's
so
sick.
Do that.
Good for you, dude. Go support Mike Cannon. And make sure you grab your Skankfest tickets Tuesday, April 12th at 12 noon Eastern. We're releasing a trailer. We're releasing the new poster with the lineups on it. And tickets will go on sale. I'm telling you right now, don't wait. Grab them on Tuesday, April 12th at 12 noon because they will sell out very quickly. But we will check you guys on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.